The following is a Bell to Bell B2B audio production. Bell to Bell is one of 50-plus trusted brands within the Investor Brand Network, IBN. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, IBN uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Investor Brand Network's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. IBN may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you. And here today is your host, Stuart Smith.
Welcome back, everybody, and thanks so much for once again not only making us part of your day, but part of your due diligence as you look into small and micro cap stocks. And to that end, we are speaking with Red, White, and Bloom Brands Incorporated. For the very first time, they're traded on the Canadian Securities Exchange under the ticker symbol RWB. And on the OTCQX, under the ticker symbol RWBYF, I want you to learn about the company at their website, redwhitebloom.com. And we're lucky enough to be joined by the Chief Executive Officer of Red, White, and Bloom, Brad Rogers. Brad, how are you today?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And yourself?
Doing great, and thanks so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule to call in. Tell us a little bit more about your company. So if you would, let's talk about the company and the markets it operates in first.
Yeah, absolutely. So Red, White, and Bloom started off as a beachhead in Michigan. It was a state that was not heavily penetrated whatsoever because of the fact that there were no public companies that were able to own a license in that state at the time. So we came up with a very unique structure to be able to actually take advantage of the regs and enter that state as an investor into a privately owned company, which we have just since now gained control over. And so that was our entry into the market. But what was unique about RWB and RWB Brands, as we call it, is the fact that we took a brand strategy to this. And not just the vertically integrated, hey, I've got some dope, you want to sell it, and here it is. I think what's going to happen is because this is now a commoditized version of everything that's going on, especially in Canada, that we've seen it play out in, brands are a very, very important part of the process and what's going to be standing at the end of the day. Typically, when I'm on stage giving a speech, I have a Starbucks coffee in my hand, and I usually ask everybody in the audience who knows where the beans came from in this cup, and nobody has any clue. And I ask then, why did I spend $4 for this thing? and it's all about brand. And I think that that's what's going to be happening across the commoditized space, which is cannabis. And so that was our philosophy in how we got into it. We started in Michigan, and we've since taken on a few other brands. High Times, for instance, and we've got we just closed a deal in California for another brand called Platinum Vapes, which is the biggest vape brand in Michigan as well. So we're aggregating a very solid position within Michigan. We have about 30-35% of the entire vape business in Michigan, and we've since grown that in California, and we have just closed also acreages properties in Florida. So we're in Michigan, California, Florida operating right now, and we've got a deal to close a license in Illinois. And also got presence in Arizona through another MSO that we've licensed in their space, and we've got distribution through them as well. So we're going to be bringing our brands that are very highly sought after in Michigan and California, Platinum Vapes and High Times, into those territories beyond that of where we are right now. So and we've got a couple of other brands that we're going to be bringing in as well of that profile and of the stature and heavily penetrating, because as I say, what's going to happen is the commoditization is coming, and we're going to be well prepared with the brands, and that's been our strategy from day one. And so very exciting times for us to be able to actually manage those brands into critical mass and across each state that we're in.
Exciting times indeed, and so few companies do such a good job as your company does as getting that story out. Again, I gave you the website, redwhitebloom.com. Social media presence is stacked as well. I want you to learn about this management team. It's typically we ask this question, and you know, you guys are a group of visionaries, but right here under investors, click on the company info, go to the management team. You can learn everything about Brad, Michael, and Theo and the leadership team for this company, because I want to focus on something you said. You are a visionary and being proactive as opposed to reactive. So as we look at the rest of 2021, what do you see as some of the things that are going to change in the landscape for your company specifically? What will you be focusing on? I heard about the license in Illinois. That's huge. I've heard about the footprint you already have. Florida, California, Michigan, that's huge. But operationally speaking, are you expanding some of that dispensary presence, some of the commoditization you talked about? You can also listen and look at the company's brands at their website. Again, Red, White, and Bloom. Excuse me, Red, White, Bloom. But Brad, I'll give it back to you. Tell us what the company will be focusing on here in 2021.
Yeah. So look, I think, you know, given our model on brands, we're doing our best to be asset light, brand rich, heavy distribution throughout the channels. I don't want to have 500 stores. I think we've proven ourselves as brands to go into heavy distribution. We're probably in about 180 to 200 doors by now in Michigan. So that's far more of a presence than I could ever get by owning my own stores and doing that retail game and the brand play and the growing and swimming as far upstream as we need to be able to satiate the business. So as far as I'm concerned, as much as we can, we want to cut off the vertical as far down the line as we can and concentrate on brands and distribution. But depending on what the regulatory framework in each state is, I'll swim upstream as far as I can to bring the most margin and the most value to our shareholders and get the most distribution, be the best channel partner we can with the brands we have. So if we have a strong brand presence and lots of shelf space, we'll get more shelf space by performing across the board and paying that back to the retailers with some heavier margin, because we were able to get more margin with the operational efficiencies that we get by being asset light, brand rich, heavy distribution, great channel partners. And so what you'll see in 2021 is more heavily penetrated markets. We're going to be growing our business through distribution, through the thin edge of the wedge of getting brand space on shelves and in digital distribution, and then flanking those brands with other brands, and then really creating the halo effect of what we're getting across our strategy. And so that's paying out really, really well right now. You know, we're having even a tough time in Michigan keeping up with demand right now, because there's such demand for our High Times product and such demand for our Platinum Vapes product. You know, it's really paying dividends. And again, it's a great model to roll out throughout the rest of the states. And what we're doing right now in Florida and California, to carrying out that same strategy and doing as much as we can on the branding and distribution piece and growing those markets. And then, of course, Illinois and Arizona that are coming aboard, which are massive, massive states. We've got billions of dollars of revenue that are able to be picked from. And again, you know, as commoditization happens, brands are going to be the thing that you're going to be standing on. And that's our strategy. And so 2021 has a lot of 2020 was a lot of foundational work. 2021, rolling the rest of it out across what we've done to be able to take advantage of our infrastructure that we've built and really returning bottom line and shareholder value here.
Well, already a proven leader in several verticals in the cannabis and CBD space. This is a multi-state cannabis operator and a house of premium brands traded in Canada under the ticker symbol RWB. Here in the States under the ticker symbol RWBYF. Brad, great interview with you. Any closing thoughts or comments for your shareholders and potential investors who might be listening into this interview?
Absolutely. I think, you know, as we've come out of COVID, we got stuck in some regulatory issues, unfortunately, because of the fact that there's a big furlough on the government. It was, unfortunately, Michigan was a heavily locked down state, which we fully respect. But getting our licensing has taken a little bit more time than we wanted to. Now, being able to actually close that transaction on the put call that we had on our investee, we're bringing our assets in, and we're going to be actually able to report earnings from that investment, and we're very, very excited about that. And so I'm looking forward down 2021, Q2, Q3, Q4, you're going to see some significant growth there, far more revenue reported than we were able to be reporting previously, and you know, lots of other very exciting growth opportunities that we're developing right now for the rest of 2021 and 2022. We'll see us be a real significant player.
Well, listeners, once again, we're speaking with Brad Rogers. He is the CEO and executive chair of Red, White, and Bloom. Red, White, and Bloom Brands. Go check out that website, redwhitebloom.com. Brad, thanks so much for your time today. I know you're incredibly busy. I know your company's filing its numbers right now. Listeners, go out July 12th. Pick up that press wire. Dateline is July 12th. Headline is Red, White, and Bloom Brands sets dates to release fiscal year 2020 and Q1 2021. Financial reports, there's an upcoming management conference call that I think you need to be a part of. That's Tuesday, July 27th, 2021 at 4:30 p.m. Eastern. Brad, thanks for your time, your insight, and your candor regarding your company. We expect great things from you and Red, White, and Blue Brands here in 2021 and well beyond. Thanks, Brad.
Thank you so much for your time. Take care of yourself now.
All right, for Brad Rogers, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
This audio production is an original broadcast provided by Bell to Bell, B2B, and all rights are reserved. B2B is your primary destination for informative updates and exclusive interviews with executives operating in fast-moving industries. We make market hours more informative with deep dives into the stocks on our watch list and in-depth examination of the trends guiding North American markets forward. Bell to Bell is another trusted brand under the Investor Brand Network, IBN. IBN may receive payments for corporate communication relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that officers and directors of IBN or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, or should it be construed as, investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by IBN is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by IBN as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.